around some California neighborhoods and stopping to take pictures with residents. Photos on social media show the man sporting a mangy fake beard, red shorts, a red Bubba Gump hat during his jogs around the city of Riverside. It's the same outfit worn by Tom Hanks in the 1994 Oscar-winning film. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We're Billy and Patrick for Kia's Light Up the Holidays sales event. We both own Kias and we love them.
Light up your holidays and make no payments until after the new year on Redding Kia's award-winning lineup.
Great deals are waiting for you right now in the 2018 Kia Sorento, the highest-ranked midsize SUV in initial quality in 2017. With available 7-passenger seating and all-wheel drive, Kia Sorento sets the bar a little higher.
The 2017 Kia Niro Hybrid is the highest-ranked small SUV in initial quality. The fuel economy is outstanding, and like all Kias, it's backed by America's best warranty.
Test drive a 2018 all-wheel drive Kia Sportage, the SUV that can tackle the toughest roads with confidence. It's a KBB Best Buy.
And the 2018 Kia Soul is ready to light up your holidays, too. Kia Soul, the highest-ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality in 2017.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
Complimentary lifetime oil changes with every new Kia purchase.
Redding Kia. Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, reddingkia.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, threw the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life. Settles in your soul. In your soul, in your soul. A century of dreams haunted the loggers and the cowboys. Double crossed by Old Sack and Salem. They cursed rough roads, hauling their loads, but they did their best to deliver. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life. Settles in your soul. In your soul. In your soul. The beauty of the sunsets never gets old. The winding rivers are filled with gold. And the pines dance tall and sway. And the coast takes a breath away. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load.
Let you know that we're here running the show one more time.
Okay, Wynn, sorry, you're on.
I don't have any sound either.
You switched mics on me. There you go.
Hello?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Yep.
Okay, cool. Good morning, Jefferson. We're bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, and unaware. So that's how it's going.
We weren't on.
I was carrying a conversation.
No, we were
myself.
On. He was. I had his normal mic turned on, but he's not on his normal mic.
Oh. So.
He's not normal.
I'm not normal.
He's Abby normal.
I'm not normal, and I'm not Mike.
Abby normal.
Anyway, we're up and running this morning. So, good morning, Jefferson. Beautiful song to get the Sunday morning show started off with, and I'm sure we'll hear another beautiful Jefferson song at some point throughout the cast here today. All right, how you doing, Terry?
Doing good, Wynn.
Good.
How you doing, buddy?
So far, so good. How about you, Bob?
Doing great.
Good. Good
to see you both.
Good. Keeping us out of
Did
trouble.
Did everybody turn their clocks back overnight?
I did. Yep. I did. I relied on my cell phone. That's how it works. Yep, no problem. Made it. Hopefully okay, everybody
now, you should have gotten an extra hour of sleep. Barry.
That's right. Yes. You didn't get cheated. You did not get cheated. Did not get cheated. All right. Well, we're here to talk about Jefferson. What's going on with Jefferson? Is anything going on with Jefferson? It's kind of quiet right now. But that's on purpose, because that's what the court's doing to us.
That's right.
And it's out of our control.
Well, let's give the folks an idea of what we're doing tomorrow night. Tomorrow night at 3276 Bocelli Lane at the Eagle's Nest Church at 5:30, we will be having the Jefferson meeting. We have our newbies who come in, and Chris Kelston does a great job with that. We'll have our normal group that's been there, and we'll be talking about the different things going on with Jefferson. And then at 6 o'clock, we have Stephanie Bridget, who's our district attorney. And we want to encourage you out there who are listening, or who are listening to the podcast or listening online, to invite people to this particular meeting. It's very, very important. We'll be talking about the pot issue, with what's going on with marijuana, as far as the city council and their ideas. We'll be talking about some different things as far as crime, all the things we need to talk about as far as what's going on in our community. And that's all happening tomorrow night.
All right. And that is one of our weekly meetings. We have a weekly Jefferson meeting, like Terry said earlier. We have it at 5:30, and that's for the people to come in and get introduced to Jefferson to find out what's going on and to get up to speed. And once they're up to speed and understand what the process is and where we're headed and so forth, we like to have people move over to the action group, which is held at the exact same time. So once you get done with that introduction course or what have you with Chris, then you go over to the action group, and then we talk about the things we're going to be doing, whether we're going to different functions and having representation there as far as our table, getting the Jefferson information out there and what we're doing and how we're doing it, and special events that we're going to be doing as well. I know we're going to be having another dinner auction function here in the near future, so just kind of keep your ears peeled for that. And so we're going to make sure that we get that kind of stuff put together, because it takes some time to put all that kind of stuff together, to do it and do it right, and to have it to be most beneficial to the cause. So those are kind of things that we're working at. Also, we have a group that we always put together a float in the parade. We have the rodeo parade, and then we also do the Christmas parade. So we're going to have things going on with that as well. So just a general reminder, and if you want to get involved and have your fingerprints on that, come check it out and offer some help and see where it goes from there. And then once those two meetings are done and over with, and they last about half hour, maybe 40 minutes at the most, then we roll over to the Patriot meeting, and then we do whatever's going on in the Patriot meeting for that week. And like Terry said a moment ago, Stephanie Bridget, the DA from Shasta County, is going to be there, and we'll be able to find out what's going on at our county level and see what else we can do to help, if there's anything we can do to help, and see what we can learn from what's going on there. Find out, knowledge is powerful, but ignorance, you're going to be in your own little bubble. So if you come and learn about stuff, then you'll be better armed to do whatever it is you think you need to do in order to move forward and be a good, responsible adult here and a citizen in Shasta County. So.
Yep, and the phones are ringing. We have Professor Holohan on the line. How are you, Professor?
Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, gentlemen. All right, what I'm about to say all ties in, so just please listen. Terry, I know you were listening yesterday. McElwain was one of our city councilmen was on, and I think from his comments we safely say that Redding will be in the business of selling pot, because that's what the city council wants to happen, and I think the taxes from the marijuana will bail them out of the bankruptcy that is soon to come.
Yeah, and I think that runs pretty much through Jefferson, and there's a lot of things that we need to be talking about today, and one of the things we're going to talk about in a bit here is going to be commitment, and what that looks like, what that means.
Okay, I was about to tie that. Now, McElwain also has no clue about what's happening with Jefferson. He showed his ignorance yesterday, and I called him on him, and so on.
Does he want to know?
Pardon?
do you think he really wants to know what's going on with Jefferson?
No, he doesn't. None of it. Just like the Board of Supervisors, they do not want to know. And like McElwain is a one-trick pony. He wants this high-speed internet, which, using his comments, he said will benefit about 600 people. Yet he has no clue about the state of Jefferson that would benefit probably 35,000 people, if not more. But that's where our governing agencies are. They're not for the people or what might help the people. It's for their own little bailiwick, and that's, as far as they can see, is at the end of their nose. That's their future.
Well, Gary, on the number for Jefferson, it's closer to 1.9 million.
Well, but I'm talking about here.
Here in the immediate vicinity of Reading?
His internet figures were just Reading. It'd benefit maybe 600 people, and Jefferson would benefit 36,000, if not more, but I'm talking about here.
Okay.
Reading.
All right, gotcha.
That's my terminology. So, anyway, all right, I have one more thing.
Go for it.
I have the solution for many of our woes. We need a new jail. Therefore, we need to use the taxes that will be generated from the marijuana sales to build a jail. Now, I would be for that because the best of my knowledge, would not use the jail. But those that are involved in marijuana, many of them would be using the jail. So it would give them ownership to, support the jail, et cetera, build it. And
it's their way of giving back.
And we would put it, the campus already available. It's out here by the airport, the industrial park. That's the white elephant. It's nice and big. And have it a big campus, and we could put the methadone clinic there and the sobering tank there and the Good News Rescue Mission, etc., 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 all in one place.
So it's kind of like a timeshare then, is that what
it's
you're saying?
Timeshare.
Yeah, right. I think it'd be a wonderful campus and, build it 5-6 stories high, make it a high rise,
mm-hmm.
and then it would be a nice focal point since we want the city council wants us to be in the marijuana business and the homeless business. Do that, and people flying in would be impressed with a big campus like that. It would be visible from the air, etc. And I'm sure a lot of businesses and people would want to move here because we have that attraction.
You need to call into Sovereign Minds when they're on.
I'm going to.
Good. That's great, Professor.
Your sarcasm is just dripping.
It's marvelous, Professor. Anyway.
I will. All right. So thank you very much, and have a good day.
You too.
Okay, sir. Mark Baird. How you doing, Kemosabe?
Good
morning, to have
Mark.
You on.
How you doing? How's it going today?
Good.
Good. Hey, I'm just calling in. I want to talk about the state of hypocrisy. I mean, California for just a second. Jerry Brown is jet-setting all over the world right now at 20,000 pounds an hour of jet fuel or more. I'm not sure whether he's using the G5 or if he's flying on a 757 or 767, which is even more, but he just made a speech in the Vatican, and he had the liar and the crook, Kevin De Leon, the leader of the California Criminal Senate, with him. And Jerry made the statement that people of the world need to be brainwashed to accept climate change. Because unless they're brainwashed, then they don't spend enough money and enough time on climate change. Well, that must mean the people of California are already brainwashed, because we spend more on climate change than anything else. I just made a short video in my car last night when I was sitting in Oregon, because I go to Oregon to buy everything, including my gasoline. And I paid, I think it was $2.50 a gallon in Oregon. And at my house, it's $3.45 or $55 right now. So we're paying more than about a buck a gallon more than anyone else in the country is for gasoline. And Jerry Brown says that everyone needs to be brainwashed. But he also says you're a freeloader if you're against gasoline taxes. And I just like to ask the people, where does the extra money come from when you go pay more gas tax? Does it come from your kids' college fund? Does it come from your grocery cupboard? Does it come from your retirement savings? Where does it come from? Or is it just magic money that's somehow created so that you can help stop climate change in the world? And the other thing I'd like to address is the marijuana deal, because, quite frankly, the fact that the taxes will pay for new jails and things like that are, quite frankly, a fallacy. And all you have to do is look at the state of Colorado for that. I mean, homelessness, panhandling, drug abuse, traffic accidents, property crime, it's so much higher than any potential tax that a state gets from this garbage. It's ridiculous. Now, people who want to pollute themselves with marijuana are free to do so. I believe in a person's right to exist and a person's right to excel, or a person's right to fail if that's what he chooses to do. However, to institutionalize the sales of a public a Schedule I substance is really ridiculous, and to think that we're going to get money from that is not only compounding the crime, but it's also, in my opinion, morally corrupt. So I'm against institutional marijuana sales, and I just don't see any good that comes from that.
Well, you know, you brought up a very good point about cap and trade. There was an article in the paper this morning where Senator Ted Gaines wrote, Friday he wrote it, actually, and it's been in all over the newspapers. We have another 73 cents a gallon coming for cap and trade. I'm going to say that again. We have another 73 cents a gallon coming
on top of what we already
on top of what we already have. And also they're putting new regulations on buying a home and construction, so that it's going to add a lot more money to any construction firm that's building a home or anybody that's buying a home. In fact, every $1,000 that they're adding with regulation eliminates 15,000 buyers. So it's he wrote a pretty scathing article, but his answer to it is that, you know, it's these pirates in Sacramento, and of course he's not part of that. It's the politicians and pirates in Sacramento, you know. But anyway, that's just the tip of the iceberg. People don't even know this yet. It just came out today over the news wires that this is something else California is going to do. And, Mark, forever we get the question is, well, what are we going to do without California's money? Well, they're robbing us blind. I mean, it's just what a stupid statement that is. What about California? If California had money, folks, why do you think they're taxing us to death?
Well, I mean, I think a better question would be, what are you going to do without your own money? Because, you know, government
yeah.
doesn't create anything.
Right.
It doesn't produce anything. It simply steals from you to give to the privileged whom they feel deserve your money more than you do. That's where all this comes from. It's not as though the government's in business and produces some kind of revenue, and then they use this to create all these social engineering projects and mind control projects that Jerry and Kevin and the liar Anthony Rendon and Nancy Pelosi and the two bought and paid for United States senators we have here. This is nothing but a kleptocracy, and the government is stealing your money left and right, and then they're just giving it to groups that they think that deserve it more. Here's a good example of this. Klamath Dam removal is an illegal agreement entered into by the state of California, once again in violation of Article 1, Section 10, Clause 3, and they propose to remove four perfectly viable, fully functional, perfectly maintained hydroelectric dams on the Klamath River that supply the cleanest, greenest power in the world to more than 70,000 homes. And they used, and here's what they're saying. I just read an article about this morning in the Times Standard over in Eureka, that Californians, California ratepayers, have contributed $200 million to this effort through their PPL bill. Well, we didn't contribute it. PPL steals it from us in exchange for giving us, you know, part of the electricity, and they just raise the rate so that we have to pay this. And then California is going to contribute the other $250 million from Prop 1, the water bond. that are that every single one of our so-called representatives voted for. So here again, the people, the big money irrigators down below, and the groups who received the $8 billion in Prop 1 money. And by the way, Californians are going to pay that off at something like $366 million a year for the next 40 years. And then California turns around and contributes $250 million of that to destroy water storage and hydroelectric facilities. What in the hell kind of bizarro, weirdo universe do you live in where you take people's money with interest and make them pay it back over 40 years to create water infrastructure and then spend $250 million destroying water infrastructure with it? What kind of crazy, insane asylum do we have in Sacramento? The time has definitely come for Jefferson, folks. And here's another thing. The last time somebody rammed a gas tax down our throat and a vehicle, a DMV fee increase of $100 per vehicle, by the way, we recalled Gray Davis over that. In other words, a sitting governor of California, lost his job over a lot less than what's going on right now, and nobody even seems excited about this. People are just kind of, well, you know, I guess there's nothing we can do about it.
Well, I think that there are some people that are standing up. In fact, I've got a letter here from Andy White of Sierra County, and it's just to Assemblyman Brian Daly. To avoid California's astronomical gas tax, citizens of Sierra, Plumas, and Lassen are buying their bulk of their fuel out of Nevada. The Sierra tax has accomplished much of the same thing, and they're buying their smokes out of state. Tax revenue that was once destined for Sacramento is now going to Nevada. He also states that the vehicle registration fees, which will increase up to $175, all hurts hardworking Americans, and it also hurts folks who are out there with their jobs just trying to get groceries and trying to afford their medical care. And he said, basically what Andy said is that, you know, when are you going to stand behind Jefferson? And we want to add a star to the flag. At the very least, you could at least send a donation. And that's and then Andy gives Assemblyman Daly the address of where he can donate, which is State of Jefferson Formation, folks. It's State of Jefferson Formation, P.O. Box 751, Palisadero, California, 96073, or GoFundMe at www.gofundme.com/stateofjefferson. So Andy went ahead and wrote that, and I know my wife wrote to Ted Gaines on his Facebook page. I hope she calls in. And Sally, I know you can hear me. Quit smiling, quit wiggling. I know you can hear me. You need to call in and give that response that you gave to Ted Gaines. It's marvelous. Well, Mark, I think we're probably going to have to jump off here to our first break, my friend. Can you stay with us?
Yeah, sure.
Outstanding. Okay, well, at this point, what time do you think it is, when?
Time for 51.
You think so?
I know so.
Me too, my friend.
It's overdue.
It's way overdue.
The interest is up and the stock market down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and me. Got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Discover the East Reading residential community of Shastina Ranch built by Palomar Builders. Located off Airport Road with a regional park, walking trails, decorative streetlights, sidewalk planters, view lots, fabulous open spaces with close proximity to quality schools. For limited time, take advantage of our current buyer's credit of $5,000 for pre-sale homes and $8,000 for existing inventory. These homes are priced from $356,800 to $518,800. Contact Rhonda Culp at Coldwell Banker CNC Properties or stop by one of our model homes today to take advantage of this fabulous offer.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
Great music to set the mood for the season at View 202. Linda Bott and her jazz ensemble return to Reading's premier dining experience on Sunday, November 5th, playing jazz favorites from 5:30 to 8 p.m. Treat yourself, invite family and friends, and savor good music, great food, and the best view in Reading. View 202 on Hempstead Drive. Call 226-8439 to make your reservation. That's 226-8439.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Discover the residential community of River Point, built by Palomar Builders, located in South Reading, with large deep lots surrounded by mature oak trees, RV parking, exceptional interior and exterior features, designer kitchens with granite countertops, and stylish master suites. For limited time, take advantage of our current buyer's credit of $5,000 for pre-sale homes and $8,000 for existing inventory. This credit may be used for closing cost upgrades or landscape and is a limited time offer. Contact Debbie Morgan at Coldwell Banker CNC Properties or stop by one of our model homes today to take advantage of this fabulous offer.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
We say great, we say ma'am, if you ain't in the battle, don't give a damn. We're from North California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. We can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Yes, country folks can survive. Hey, we've got a caller on the line. Hey, Sally Lou, how you doing?
I am doing well. Yeah, Terry wanted me to call in because of the letter to the editor from Ted Gaines. His last sentence just really lit me up today, because what he said was, until Sacramento's tax and spend pirates change their ways, it's higher taxes from here on out. Well, what, pray tell, is going to make them change their ways? I would like for him to posit that answer. And the Republicans are impotent and the Democrats don't care. So our only hope really is for the Citizens for Fair Representation lawsuit to succeed, and that would make the level playing field for all of the rural counties, and then we'd have a say in our own government. Everything else is just a way for them to get donations to their campaigns and to stir up trouble, because he knows damn well that they're never going to be able to have a say in their government. There's too few of them now.
Well, he probably has money attached to that statement. If he put it out publicly, somebody's going to give him an extra $500,000.
Absolutely, and that's what they're using, like the gas tax issue. I just saw Jim Nielsen put out a video as well, right after the gas tax was raised on Monday.
Yeah, they're all just playing to the crowd for
yep,
those that believe
him. Playing to the crowd, knowing they can't fix a darn thing.
Yep. Sound like Washington, D.C. Jr. from the beginning, doesn't it?
Yep. So CFR lawsuit, that's really our only hope.
Yes, yes.
All right, I've said my 2 cents.
Good
right.
girl.
Thanks, Sally. Talk to you later.
Hey, I was talking to Gary Zerman yesterday, one of the attorneys. I gave him a quick call and just got a status update, kind of. And, one of the things that we're alleging in the case is that the lack of representation, in other words, in the last 165 years, 39.5 million people have been added to this state, but not one single additional representative has been added to the state legislature. And the result of that is that there is no oversight by the state legislature over any of the governmental agencies of California, including the executive branch. Because quite frankly, the legislature does have power over the executive. The people always are supposed to have the power. It's the power of the purse. But when the legislature is so small that it's bought and paid for by the Service Employees International Union, which, by the way, is very closely allied with the Revolutionary American Communist Party, and they marched with them in the May Day parade, when the state legislature is bought and paid for by the SEIU and CalPERS and CalSTRS and some of those crooked public service employee unions, they don't oversee any of the branches of government. So we have runaway spending by every branch of government. We have runaway spending by over 570 state agencies, and their job has now become where you hid your last nickel. Because if they can find that last nickel, they can get more money. And believe me, gas taxes and DMV registration, that's not the end, folks. They're talking about service taxes next. And to quote a state official who gives the classes to brand new supervisors, that's where the real money is. Every time you go to the barber, every time you call a plumber, every time you have something done, there's going to be a tax on that. And that's coming next. So if you thought maybe the end was in sight, forget it. The end will never be in sight until you mail the governor a dollar and he'll refund you 5 cents because that's what he thinks you can get by on. And also Jerry Brown said that our standard of living is our enemy. In other words, we're too comfortable here. But if you had a crappier life, if you lived hand to mouth, if you had to work 2 and 3 jobs just to survive in your house, that would be good for the environment because you'd be a lot less comfortable and your way of life would be horrible. And that would tell him that you're really, really sticking to the tenets of global environmentalism and globalism and one world type of theology. And he said this in the Vatican. And he also told the Pope and all of the Pope's guys that religion is the vehicle to spread the message. So he now wants to use religion as an arm of government in order to spread an environmentalist theology to you and your children. I mean, come on, folks. How about waking up here? If we don't get the state of Jefferson soon, we will live in a totalitarian system, and we will be subject to the whims of every despot that runs through the governor's office in Sacramento. What's it going to take for you? Where is your line? Do you even know what a line is? Have you forgotten what a line is? Or are we just dogs chained to the table waiting for our master to flick a scrap off onto the floor?
Well, I think a lot of this has to do with commitment. And as you look around, you know, Jefferson, you see people like Marie and Alan and the folks in Stanislaus County who are fairly new, but every Friday they go out and wave flags. They've got 2,500 signatures. You've got Dave Tishnell, Anna, Glenn, Mark in Tuolumne County who are going to their Board of Supervisors. in mass saying, you guys need to sign a resolution so that we're not going to become a, we don't want to be a sanctuary county in a sanctuary state. You know, there's Leah and Mark and Brett and all, and gosh, you know, Ann Hill, all the great folks in Calaveras who just got done with another event. There's the Bales in Trinity County, you know, along with Kay Graves and Diana and John that redid Trinity County. And not only did they just redo that, but Wynn and I went, 2 weeks ago, we went to a meeting in Weaverville, and the week before that, they had a town hall in Hayfork, where people are going to their board of supervisors. In fact, Bobby, one of the boards of supervisors, is on that committee, and the largest business in the whole county, the largest private business, Bailey's Lumber, is on that committee also. And then you have, you know, people like Terry G and Jack Parsons, who Jack goes out and works his butt off, gets signs out for everybody. Mike Thomas, I mean, you have Greg and Monica. I mean, here Monica, you know, has an illness right now. We all love her. We wish her well. She's trying to recuperate from this stuff, and her husband's out there fighting for liberty along with, you know, with Mark and Chris. And then you have Steve and Diana Baird, who, you know, what would we do without them? Being able to take care of all our computer stuff and the phone calls. And Patty and Mike and John and Gail out of, and Coop and June out of Tehama, who are going in and fighting with their board of supervisors saying, hey, you know, we need to make sure that this sanctuary county thing stays where you have it right here. And oh, by the way, the original sanctuary county resolution that came out in Tehama is now kind of moot because they changed some of the things in 54, so they're going to have to redo it. So a lot of folks are going to have to redo that. And Mark, you may want to let your folks in Siskiyou County know that too.
Well, I got a great story for you. I was up in Oregon yesterday buying gasoline and some supplies for our business because I can't afford to buy those things in California, so I have to drive to Oregon to get them. And I saw one of our county supervisors, and this guy is usually a no on everything. I mean, he's, you know, he's a decent enough fella, and he's very cordial and polite, but he's usually anti-individual liberty. And you know, I walked past him. I just said hello, and he was very nice. He said hello. And I passed him again as we were leaving the store, and I was wearing my Jefferson hat. And he says, you know, I wish Santa Claus would bring me one of those hats for Christmas. And I looked at him, and I said, well, I'll see what I can do about that.
Why don't you tell him he could support a store by going into Wairika Chevron or, buy one.
Store, and I'll support the store myself and make sure he gets the hat.
That's an entitlement.
I think he's seeing the light, though.
Yeah,
and that's my point. I think a lot of these guys are seeing the light because this, you know, the sanctuary state deal, the decriminalization of felonies and violent felonies into misdemeanors, the warehousing of state prisoners in county jails, the highest gas taxes in the nation, the highest DMV fees in the nation, the highest tax state in the nation, a governor jet-setting around the world talking about how his own people need to be brainwashed so that they'll march in lockstep with his agenda and trying to get the Catholic Church to buy off on that and help brainwash the people. I mean, I think a lot of these guys, you know, they're waking up. And as Gary said yesterday, this court case is going to restore representation so that the representatives of the people will start taking oversight over the government. And when you elect a representative in your neighborhood, you know that guy's going to care about what you think. And what we hope will happen in Jefferson, of course, we hope that this court case will result in a state split for us because, quite frankly, as a safeguard against future tyranny and future liberty robbers, I think we have to have our own state. There's no other way. We need to start over. We need a total reboot. We need to do this right, and the only way to do that is get away from the kooks and liars and criminals in Sacramento and form our own government of, by, and for the people of Jefferson with true oversight by the representatives of those people.
Amen to that. I mean,
agreed.
You're 1,000,000% right, Mark. And, You know, and there's, I just want to give people hope out there. You've got to get out there and stand up. You know, it's like Nevada County that had issues with their original group there. Now you've got great people in that group like Judy Smith and her son Ken, Calvin and CJ. They're doing events every week. They're putting out flyers, going to their board of supervisors, fighting the good fight and getting some things done, twisting some arms, you know. And as we talk about the people making sacrifice, you know, you may want to ask yourself out there, what are you doing to sacrifice? What are you doing? Oh, and I'll give you a good example. He's on the phone right now. My friend Round Mountain Bob. I mean, here's a guy that's been out there fighting this thing forever. If you want somebody to go out there and sign a petition or sign a statement of support for Jefferson, you got to wrap a Round Mountain Bob around it. How you doing, partner?
Hey, good morning, fellas. You know, I'm glad you're talking to Mark and everything, and he comes out with so much stuff. And I'm glad to have him as a leader. But getting back to this marijuana deal that our city council and probably our county council is going to get involved with, you know, they have been on the radio now, I don't know, 3 or 4 different times. And all they do is tell you how much money they are going to make off of this. And I've asked them on darn near every one of these shows. I missed yesterday because I was out of town. But the thing is that gets me is you ask them, how about these lawsuits? How about having some laws in place so we don't get these lawsuits? And they sit there on this show and they just go stupid on you.
Well, yeah, and that's
what I'm sorry, I don't know what other words to use to that. Because every time you ask them, they say, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, you ask them, do you look this up? Well, no, I hear it from somebody.
Yeah.
Well, you're only listening to one side.
I know.
They don't go out and look up anything. They don't go find anything on their own. You tell them where and how to do it, and it just goes by them. I don't even think it gets in their ears.
Hey, Bob. Bob, the police chief was on the radio too, and he lamented some of the same things you're saying. But one of the things that Adam McElvain said on the radio that was just it was crazy. Well, you know, we're going to get the money for more law enforcement, and we'll get that through the fees when they start their business. Well, don't you have to have those people hired and in place before then? I mean, and how do you base that? Oh, well, we got one fee and we've got two fees and now we need 10 guys to do this. And what about the unfunded liability? They just don't think about what's going on as far as
they don't think.
Anything unbelievable.
Past the end of their nose.
Well, hey,
they
guys,
only look at the wallet coming in, not going out.
Hey, Mark's weighing in on this. Go ahead, buddy.
I think we ought to start a tax on bank robbery and home burglary because, you know, we could use that money to offset the cost of those crimes. And while you're at it, what about rape and child pornography and those things? I think we ought to tax those crimes because then we'd have more money to hire policemen.
Well, I don't know if you heard.
There you go.
I don't know if you heard Gary's comments, Professor Holohan's comments earlier, but I know he's going to call back in on Sovereign Minds. But they were pretty good. I mean, his sarcasm was amazing, but it's so true. I mean, Reading wants to be the hub for distribution of marijuana, and they want to be the hub for the methadone. I mean, that'll improve the police. In fact, there was a police officer that called in to the Freedom in Action show and actually called in and was saying, hey, you know, Mr. McElvain, you know, we're going to have this problem and that problem and this problem and that problem and this problem and that problem. How are you guys going to fix that? And again, the chief of police even came out and said, you know, there's no parameters here. We don't even know what's the legal amount in somebody's system of marijuana that's illegal? I mean, we have nothing here we can work with.
Kevin De Leon told the California State Sheriff's Conference that when many, many good sheriffs that we have in the state of California, and God bless them, we have more than we have a right to in this crazy state, but we have some good people in those positions. And they made the point to Kevin De Leon that this sanctuary state thing was bad law. They pointed out how many ways this was going to go wrong and how many ways it was already going wrong. And De Leon stood right in front of every single one of those people those law enforcement officers, those sheriffs of California, and said, you know, I didn't realize a lot of this. You're right. It is bad law, but it's good politics, and we're going to do it anyway.
Hey,
there
guys.
There you go. That's the sum total
that's
of the state of California. They do not serve the people.
Hey, Bob, you got to hold on, buddy. Hello. You got to hold on. We're going to have to go to a break here, and I've got to thank our advertiser real quick. And
okay,
that is,
you do that.
Okay, buddy. That's Glowtan, and they are just they're a great outfit. They're at 2447 Athens Avenue. It's by appointment only. You make that appointment with Jazzy or Ashley, and the phone number there is 488-8144. 488-8144. They have all natural and organic sunless airbrushing tanning and a retail collection, and chocolate sun products are their main product. It's committed to giving people the finest organic products in the nation. And so you can go in there. It's a great alternative for, you know, for your skin care and lifestyle choice. So remember that. Go to Glowtan, 2447 Athens Avenue, by appointment only. Jazzy or Ashley, that's who you ask for. And the phone number is 530-488-8114. So, gentlemen, we will be back after the break because time has come.
Yeah, I'm a country boy.
It's early to rise, early in attack. I thank God I'm a country boy. Well, a simple kind of life never did me no harm. Raising me a family and working on the farm. Days are all filled with an easy country charm. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. When the work's all done and the sun sets low, pull out the fiddle and the rosin up the bow. Kids are asleep, so I keep a catalog. And thank God I'm a country boy. I'd play Sally Gooden all day if I could, but the Lord and my wife wouldn't take it very good. So a fiddle when I can, work when I should. And thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the riddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy.
When I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit SOJ51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Rejecting God's moral values leads to moral decay and lawlessness. The cause of this moral decay is the rejection of God, whose ways are absolute and unchangeable. This will eventually affect the ability to recognize the slow decay of one's morals while it decays, pollutes, and corrupts the mind and flesh, especially of our children. By giving your life to Jesus and living according to God's word, you will be protected against this moral decay. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you there. And remember, it's worth the ride.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipes, sweet cream pancakes, hickory-smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Well, I got me a firework, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the riddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle.
Woo! Thank God I'm a country boy, yeah!
Nothing like fiddling around.
Yep.
Nothing like hearing a good fiddle. Okay, one question I have is, you know, we're talking about all the elected officials that are in our city council and our board of supervisors and so forth, and they never seem to want to hear the information. Is that because they're gonna try to claim ignorance or just being naive about it? Why would we ever elect anybody into an office that's going to continue to be ignorant? Sometimes you can help, you know, people come along if they just don't have the basic knowledge of certain things. But when they're completely ignorant about the process and what's really going on, and they don't know and they don't have a good handle on basic stuff that is out in the media on a regular basis that our group and people amongst us are constantly looking at and vetting, how could they not know this stuff? How could they not know it? I don't get it. And if they're truly that ignorant and they're going to keep operating that way, they need to be voted out. And good people that are going to be doing their homework and operating as such, they need to be elected into those positions. And no more of this control, because it makes me really wonder who's really in control of these board of supervisors and these city councils. Who's really in control? What are they being dictated about and by whom? So those are the kind of questions that I have. You know, I just want to find out. I want to get to the meat of it, because it all stinks to high heaven as far as I'm concerned. And it just... If it doesn't smell right, then there's something wrong with it. It's rotten to the core. So we need to figure it all out, get it cleaned up, and move on. And we need to have good, quality people in those positions that are going to do the right thing. And they're going to govern and do the position that they're elected into in an honorable, moral, and ethical way. And clearly, that has not been happening. I mean,
you know, Lynn, it's funny because you're talking about this, and it's, we always talk about history is constantly repeating itself, and it's funny. What you were saying right then reminded me of a really, really old saying. I think this one goes back quite a ways, like World War I or something, but it was like, something is rotten in the state of Denmark.
Yep.
And that typifies all of this. And when you look at it, really, the logistics of your elections, let's say in Shasta County for county supervisor or even Redding City Council. And then you look at, say, my situation in a much more sparsely populated county like Siskiyou. For me to go out and to try to recall a supervisor is not really that big a stretch. I mean, 5,000 votes or 4,000 votes elects a supervisor. So all I really need to do is convince 2,501 people to vote for a new candidate and to point out the crooked nature of the existing candidate to those 2,501 people. That's not too big a stretch. It's adequate representation. But since most county supervisor boards are five members, or I think LA County might have seven, I might be wrong about that, I can't remember. And most city councils have 5 to 7 members. Well, when you have a city that's got 250,000 people in it, or 500,000, or God forbid 7 million or 10 million, those people hold a tremendous amount of power. Now, who elects them? It's not the voter, it's the money. And you're absolutely spot on. It's the public employee union who uses the dues of its membership to contribute to political campaigns that will favor that union with more money and more public largesse and more of the public treasury, and pad their accounts with more of the taxpayers' money. That's who elects these people. They are liars and thieves. They pretend ignorance, yet I believe that very few of them are truly ignorant. They're only ignorant in areas that they choose to be at the moment. I mean, things like making public comment last on the agenda. That's
unreal.
That's not ignorance, is it? That's government collusion to deny the people their right to speak. And so when you look at it, it's a microcosm of the Jefferson fight. You need smaller districts, and if you can't govern, in other words, I don't think it's a defensible statement for a government created by the people to turn to the people and say it's not convenient to represent you, therefore we're going to represent the money. I don't think that's a defensible statement. And why people aren't absolutely out in the road, up in arms, and tens of thousands of them showing up to every single public meeting to demand adequate representation is literally beyond me.
Jimmy, you got 30 seconds, buddy.
The time has come for 51.
Oh, no, you stay with us, Mark. Jimmy, go ahead. You got 30 seconds, buddy.
You got it real quick. Hey, Mark, you were talking about them wanting to take out the hydroelectric dams out of the Klamath River system. Do me a favor, Mr. Baird. Go check out the Earn River in Ballyshannon, Ireland. They have a dam there with a salmon ladder that goes up the dam. So that's, I imagine that's why they want to take those dams out. So check it out. It's the Erne River hydroelectric scheme. Check it out.
Thanks, Jimmy. Hey, Mark, do you have any closing thoughts here, buddy?
Well, let's get out there, folks. You know, it's time for you to stand up. Do you care about your family's future? Do you care about your children's future? Do you care about the government they are subjects to? Would you like to change that dynamic? We're doing our best, but we need your help.
We are.
Go to the website. Call your county committee.
Yep.
Volunteer. Stand up. Show up. Speak up. Contribute. It's time. And if you don't, you have only yourself to blame if we fail.
And if the Shasta County Committee works their butt off. These guys are great, and we've got a strong one here. There are strong ones everywhere, and I'll tell you what, folks. Come to that meeting tomorrow night, 6 o'clock. Talk to the DA, 3276 Bocelli Lane, and make sure that you come to that Jefferson meeting, because the Jefferson group in this town is on fire for liberty, because time has come.
For 51.
Tell us what to do. We don't know you. What you face, it's time to start a brand new